Reigns, he reigns in majesty. Ascribe all glory to him. Kenda laboro shakabarande lebokosa kabara. Lemba raboro kozakaya laboro shanda labaragade. Le bandoros kelebrekade karaboro shende lebara. Lord, we sanctify your name. Lord, we give you all the glory. You are lifted up on high. We worship you, El Shaddai, King of Kings. We worship you with all instruments of praise. You are exalted, a sovereign Savior, our teacher, our transformer, the Lord, our helper. Father, we bow, we lay before you in adoration. To you alone be all the glory. All flesh shall be gathered unto you, Lord. Father, we praise you. You that hear a prayer. You that answer a prayer. You that is our creator and our maker. Father, we bless you. Lord, we thank you for this new week. We bless your name for your mercies upon our lives. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You are worthy to be praised and adored.
And adored.
So we lift our holy hands in one accord, singing, blessed be the name. Blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You are worthy to be praised and adored. So we up holy hands in one accord, singing, blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. You are highly exalted. There is no you. Hallelujah. 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 Oh Lord, you are
highly lifted up.
Oh,
there is no one like you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All glory, all power and majesty. Father, we honor your holy presence. Sanctify every one of us. Sanctify this place for your own use. Heal every sick person. Deliver everyone under the yoke of bondage. Save every soul. Reach out to your sons and daughters by the power of your word. We bless you and we worship you, Prince of Peace. This we pray and we ask in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And everybody shout the loudest, Amen. You can rise on your feet and give the Lord a big hand of praise. Hallelujah. Okay. God bless you. But those of you who are giving the Lord a clap offering, I will expect to hear your clap. Praise God. I can see that my correspondent to the Asian, the instruments that they kept for a long time, it means that they have so much of those instruments. Remember to praise the Lord with it. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Give the Lord a big hand for that praise moment. Actually, in the presence of the Lord, we're to use every instrument to praise Him. So when I was coming into my prayer room and I saw this instrument there, I said, oh wow, today they remember something. Give the Lord a big hand. Now, take this announcement as you mobilize your friends in the sphere of your influence. On the 1st of October, all over Nigeria, IBBL shall be leading a prayer walk in every state in Nigeria. And for us on the plateau, it's going to be at the airport junction. By 10 a.m., we will do 1 hour prayer walk. And that is what is going to be all over the country. So, when you're coming, the 1st of October, put on green and white, hold the Nigerian flag as we pray for the peace and the prosperity of our nation. Amen? Give the Lord a big hand. You had the wedding of two of my daughters. Felicia Day has worked for years in the Ebomi International School. Very, very committed young lady. Very faithful and accountable. And so let's give her the maximum support for that wedding, which is going to be this week Saturday. This week Saturday at the church that was mentioned. Now, on the 2nd of October, which is the Saturday of the rally, my daughter Rhoda will also be giving out in marriage. And that is a great, great thing for us as a family. So, give them the maximum support. It's going to be at the RCCC church. I gave that date specifically and to be in that wedding. On the 6th of November, I have blessed the wedding of one of my precious, precious daughter, and that is my daughter, Mercy Ishmael. Mercy will be getting wedded on the 6th of November here. So, Pastor Grace, most loyal, faithful personal secretary, has served the Lord faithfully. And so this is the last child, and we must give the last child the last child's package. Give the Lord a big hand. Give the Lord a big hand. All right. Now, because God has placed a mighty demand on every woman, I have said this in one of the messages, woman, take your place. And God Almighty say, woe unto the daughters of Zion that sit at ease. If there is a time that the women should pull themselves together to cry unto God Almighty, it is this time. So every Wednesday in the month of October at 3:30, all women will gather here for supplication. Every Wednesday in the month of October. Now hear me very well. Reach out to every woman and come with the spirit and the garment of supplication. Women decide whether their family leave or they go. Women determine whether a nation survives or it dies. That's the kind of grace God has placed on women. I've always said this, that when women genuinely cry unto God and men are standing there also crying out, God will hear the women faster. So every Wednesday in October, I want to see the women in this great house mobilize other women for this aggressive intercession. Give the Lord a big hand. Be seated. God bless you. I decree and declare over every one of you here and those of you listening online that the God of heaven whom I serve will cause you to increase greatly. The Lord will multiply every one of you. The God of heaven will deliver you from the snare of the wicked one. The God of heaven whom I serve, he is going to defend you from the attacks of the enemy. None of you will be a victim of stray bullets. The God of heaven will satisfy you early. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now turn with me to the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 3. Ecclesiastes chapter number 3 and verse 1. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and verse 1. The Bible says, to everything there is a season, and there is a time for every purpose under heaven. Time is life. Life is time. When you use time very well, time will also serve you. Time is a commodity. It's just like you having a currency on your hand that you use in trading every day. If you misuse it, then you will waste away your treasures. Then if you use it carefully, you're also going to build your treasure. It's just like somebody that receives money. You either use the money to build or you waste the money. You go to the shopping mall, you will see several gifts calling your attention. But if you understand the purpose why that money is on your hand and carefully budgeted, you will not just look at things that are enticing to your eyes for you to go after them. You will use the money properly because you know that the moment the money goes, it does not return. Time is life. And I'm going to be sharing with us today, destiny's greatest enemy. Time waster. Destiny's greatest enemy is a time waster. One thing with time is this. Whether you move or you don't move, time is moving. If you don't move with time, time will move on without you. If you sit down and stop doing what you're supposed to do and think that time is going to wait for you, time does not wait for anybody. Misuse of time is the misuse of life. Misuse of time is the misuse of destiny. People who have problems managing their times, they have a problem managing their lives. I have traversed the face of the earth and I've seen millions of people waste away time. Unlike other resources that you have, for instance, grain, you can store it and keep it. Money, you can also keep it in the bank account. You can save the money. But time cannot be banked. Time cannot be stored. You cannot say, well, I'm going to save time and come back and use the time I have saved. If you don't use time, you're going to waste it. If you use time, it's going to be meaningful in your life. And that's why you realize that God Almighty has given to everybody the same time, whether it is the rich or the poor. Whether it is the literate or the illiterate,
whether they're connected or not connected, all over the world, there is no extra time in another country. You go to other nation, while other people are sleeping, the other people are awake. But the same time flows 24 hours. You live here to Australia, the farthest part on the planet Earth. You travel this far, but the moment you arrive that country or that continent, you realize that they operate within 24 hours. God has given every one of us the same time. Same time to a woman, same time to a man, same time to a boy, same time to a girl. In the book of Isaiah chapter 65 and verse 12, Isaiah 65 and verse 12, you see the prayer of Isaiah in that verse of the scriptures. Isaiah 65. Oh, gracious Lamb of God. Verse 12. I will destine you for the sword, and all of you will fall in the slaughter. For I called, but you did not answer. I spoke, but you did not listen. You did evil in my sight and chose what displeases me. You chose, is a choice for you to remain in God's blessing and do what God says. It's also in your choice to refuse God's word. But you see, whether you take it or you don't take it, time is going to answer. Time is going to respond to you. The greatest destiny enemy of every one of us in life, it's not just Satan, but it is the misuse of time. I read something, an article a few days ago, that Satan assembled all his lieutenants and said, how can we really deal with these Christians? So all the lieutenants gathered together, and one of his principality lifted up his hand and said, can I suggest one? And Satan said, you can suggest one. And he said, if we can keep them busy doing the wrong thing, if we can make sure that they spend their time doing nothing to invest on their destiny. So he said, how are we going to do that? He said, get them on Facebook all the time. Get them chatting on WhatsApp. Let them always be watching Netflix. Put all the kind of things that they can spend 5 hours without them realizing. And the devil said, that is a very good suggestion. He said, can you go and apply that? And at the end of the day, you realize that most of the people that the demons applied these things on, all became victims. Only 2% escaped. The devil knows that the greatest asset, what you have on your hand, is time. Use time well, or you don't use it. It's like putting on your candle. The moment you lit the candle, whether you use it or not, the candle will be melted. You see, every one of us that is sitting down here, there is the day of your birth and there is the day of your death recorded. None of us will escape the day of our death. Some of us have been designed by God that you're going to live 100 years. Some of us, 70 years. Some of us, 50 years. Now, if you are, for instance, God has said that you're going to live 100 years and you are 70 years old, already your candle is so down. You have wasted or spent 70 years out of your 100. Some of us is 50 years and you have already lived 40 years. You have 10 years left. Jesus Christ was designed and given by God to live 33 and a half years. At the age of 30, he began his mission. By 3 and a half years, he was gone. But he maximized his time. That the impact of what he used his time for, we're still feeling it till today. But there are other men, we read in the Bible, they lived 200 and something years, but you don't feel nothing of their impact. The misuse of time. Destiny is time bound. How you handle it will determine what becomes of your destiny. The first thing every one of us must know about time is that your destiny is not tied to how much time you will live on earth. But your destiny is tied to how much you use the time that you have. Psalm 90 verse 12. The psalmist says in verse 12. Psalm 90 verse 12. He says, so teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. It is the fool that lives carelessly. It is the fool. Anyhow, you can sit down in your house complaining over every problem. You are a fool wasting away. Oh, you can be wise to pick up the challenges of life and know the reason why you were created and what you are to live for. You have heard me over and over on this holy altar. That dead is not the greatest tragedy in life, but is a life lived without a purpose. Some of us that are living here, we behave as if we have all the life to live in this world to eternity, not knowing that every one of us have been given a time to live. That's why you must seek wisdom and understanding. Time to win souls. Time to stay and walk in the righteousness of God and make an impact in your generation. So teach us, Lord, to number our days. Can you imagine the devil got you engaged like he told one of the demons in that article? He said, can you get that lady engaged to be gossiping? So that you can waste away her treasures on earth. Can you imagine yourself what you're supposed to be doing? You sitting down with somebody and wasting away life. Life that you're going to give an account of. Those of us that were in cooking church, when the women's ministered a great song, empty we came and empty shall we go. But the fact was that when I was sitting down there, what was coming through me was that we came empty, naked, but then we must go back home with something. And that something is the works of what you have done while you are here. And then the cooking president came up and then made mention of that. You know what? God is not going to receive you empty. If you are going to go to heaven empty, you'll be frustrated in heaven. If anybody tell you, no, let me just make it to heaven and be a cleaner, there is no cleaning. But the Bible said to us, there's going to be weeping even in heaven. People will weep and regret when they see the star of men and women that use their time properly. The Bible says they're going to be weeping. A man that had the privilege to be able to use his life well and never used it. Close to the later part of his life, while he was on the sick bed dying, he wrote a song that we sing in our hymn. And he said, must I go an empty handed? must I meet my Savior's soul, not with one soul to which to meet him, must I empty-handed go. And he said, before I close my eyes in death, I must minister to the nurses and doctors that are ministering to me. I can't afford to go empty. In the book of Revelation, the Bible says, blessed are the ones who die in the Lord, for their work shall follow them. If any preacher tells you that we're living in a time of grace and God is not going to count your work, he's lying to you. Our works will count. How you use your life, how you use your time. And I'm going to share this few points with you in closing. Number one, seek for wisdom. Wisdom is the principal thing. With all your getting, get understanding. Living this life requires you to be wise. In the journey of this life, there are fools and there are wise virgins, even though you're pure, you're holy. But Bible did not tell me that the foolish ones, they made it with Jesus. The foolish ones, they missed it, even though they were pure. Even though they were clean, they were holy. They were holy, virgin. But they didn't make it because they were not wise. Many people may miss out of their season because they are foolish. Don't be a fool. It is only a fool that argues, that resists correction and direction. Be wise. God spoke through Moses and he said in Deuteronomy 32 verse 29. Deuteronomy 32 verse 29. If only they were wise. That's God speaking. If only they were wise, boy. My servant, if only these people were wise, the story would have been different. They would understand it. They will comprehend their faith. They will understand their future. But they have no understanding. The painful thing is that you can walk very close to God and still miss God. You can walk close to Jesus and still miss him. If only they were wise, they would think differently, they would walk differently, they would behave differently. That's why you see a lot of foolishness within the body of Christ. So many people hanging around destiny but not fulfilling destiny. People hanging around light but still walking in darkness. You see somebody that you think that should be able to develop themselves all the years of sitting down under the word of God. They are still behaving like babies in the Lord because they are still foolish. The wise is sensitive of the day of their departure. It's like a man who comes on earth and then establishes a family and yet is nonchalant about building a roadmap for the family. He has no plan. There are no principles that are governing the life of that man. He just gets money, spends it anyhow he wants to. He doesn't think about in the next 50 years what happens. If I am alive, if I'm not alive, what happens to these children? Yes, he makes money. Yes, you see him or her running here and there, but he's a fool. God said, I wish they were wise. You see all of this crop of leaders? God said, look, I wish they were wise. They will understand it. They will have comprehended their faith. And that's why the Bible says in Proverbs chapter 2 verse 1, Proverbs chapter 2 verse 1, he said, my son, if you accept my words and hide my command within you. It's one thing to hear the word. It's another thing for you to keep it in your heart. It's one thing to be instructed as a daughter. God, don't go this way. It's another thing for you to keep it, to become a compass. The difference between the people that maximize their time, rich or poor, is the people who use wisdom to apply in the journey of their lives. The Bible says that win the battles of life by wisdom. By wisdom, win war. All the battles of life can be won through the use of wisdom. And that takes me to point number two. Pray for direction. Don't just live carelessly anyhow. Life is mathematics. Sit down and calculate your days. Life is mathematics. Sit down and calculate your days. Pray. That's what the psalmist says in Psalm 39 verse 4. Psalm 39 verse 4. Show me, O Lord, my end and the measure of my days. Show me, O Lord, my end and the measure of my days. Let me know how fleeting my life is. Let me know how fleeting my life is. You're 35 years old and you're still behaving like a 17-year-old. You've not sat down even to think about yourself. You're 25 years old and you still want to be behaving like a 14-year-old. Life has measurement. Life has a time. Time of entrance and time of exit. I see a lot of young people wasting away their lives. Seeing them going after certain dreams that are not realistic. Burning away their lives on earth with unrealistic dreams. Burning away time that they will never recover. If it's gone, it's gone. That's why the scripture said, oh, you young man, serve the Lord in the days of your youth. Serve the Lord with everything that you got in you and put yourself on the right track. You sleep, mama. Stay awake. Time does not wait. It doesn't say he's sleeping now. Let's pause. You can pause anything, but time cannot be paused. No matter what you do, it's still going to burn away. And you can't recover it. I speak to every covenant child of destiny in this great house and those of you online watching. Understand time. It's like researching and having an understanding on mathematics. If you get it wrong, you will lose your graduation. You get it right, you graduate well and be celebrated. I don't know whether any one of you have seen a student that graduated We passed from the university, and the university gathered everybody for celebration. You used to see that students that will come out with a first class are given first class treatment. There is a celebration because the student passed his exams. Farewell. Pass the exams of life and enjoy the goodness of life. Number three, study the events around you. Don't be too foolish to cover your eyes with religion, having the form of godliness but denying the power thereof. People see you as a Christian, as a believer, as a preacher, as a minister, but you are a fool. You don't study the events around you. God allowed things to happen around us to speak to us. When things are happening around you, God is calling your attention. Nothing just happens anyhow. Let me give you the way God builds his children. He uses the word you hear every Sunday or every Monday service here, or the morning devotions you have to mold your life. Number two, God uses people to build you, to speak to you. Number three, God uses circumstances. He will allow problem to come on your way in order to speak to you. God will allow people to betray you so that he will teach you that you don't put your trust in the arm of flesh. He allowed trials to come on your way to prove to you that you are still a mortal man. You need fresh grace every day. Study the situation around you. Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 2. Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 2 says, it is better to enter a house of mourning than a house of feasting. Since death is the end of every man, and the living shall take this to heart. When something happens, it brings you to a place of reasoning. How many days do I have? What am I doing? Why am I wasting away time? Just like you see some people, they just walk up and down in the town, walking up and down with no defined assignment. Don't go to the places where people will be praising you and then you are doing nothing and just messing and fooling yourself. He said, go to an environment where you can learn. Sometimes you see very strong people, you see them very agile, and the next minute they are no more. You know what he's saying to you? You have no control of time. I mean, you have no control of life. There is somebody who controls life. It is not because you are too healthy and the doctors have checked all your body and they said there is no sign of anything. No, they don't hold the calendar of your life. There is the one that holds the calendar of everybody. The moment your time comes, take, you answer. So since you don't know the date, why don't you maximize now? God didn't create you to waste. He created you to live a purposeful life. Guide me with your hands. Lead me by your spirit. Hold me in your arms as I walk the journey of life. Teach me, oh Lord, how to lead. Guide me when I rise from my bed. You are the one that holds my hand. You are the one that controls my future. Help me, Lord, to use my time. Help me, Lord, to invest my time that I may have the right to life every day, forever, by how I live on the side of life. That's why I say thank you, Jesus, for the grace that you have given me. I can never repay you, but from my heart I would like to say that I thank you. Thank you. Hey, Jesus. For the grace that you have given me. I can never repay you, but from my heart I would like to say that I I want to say to every one of us here before I close. Number four, whatever opportunity that God gives to you, use it properly. Use it to praise God now, because there is a time coming when you won't praise Him. Use Him to win souls now, because there is a time coming when you won't have that opportunity to win souls. Serve God with all your strength and your mind, because the time and a season is coming when you will want to make use of it, but you cannot. Whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, don't do carelessly. Oh, don't leave carelessly. Handling of a child, the maintenance of a house, working in a place, working as a civil servant in a nation, don't leave carelessly. Let Jesus Christ be expressed through your life. Because you won't have a repeat of it. It's once. Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 2. Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 10. Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 10. Whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with thy might. Let me ask somebody to give the Lord a big shout of hallelujah with all your might. Do you know why? Because the time is coming when you will want to shout, but the body cannot respond. There is a time coming when the hand will want to work, but there is no place to work. Because there is no place to work in heaven, neither is there a place to work in hell. A man told God, just give me a moment. Can you send somebody to talk to my brethren? That means there is no return for you to preach to your family. You don't do it now. 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 Some people are saying, they've always been telling us, Jesus is coming now, now. Jesus is coming now, now. Jesus is coming now, now. Since those years, they have been talking, Jesus is coming now, now. Go check it out. If Jesus does not appear in rapture, you will appear before Him. Live as if today is your end. Work as if you will never die. Serve God as if today is the last day. Keep the glory of your family today as if it's the last day. But work. Save as if it will never, the world will never come to an end. Look at what he said. For there is no work, no device, no knowledge, no wisdom in the grave where thou goest. Nobody can pray you away from going there. We can only rebuke the contrary, familiar, premature spirits. But when the day comes that God himself has appointed, you will go. No amount of prayer can bring you back, because heaven have sanctioned that date. So why should I be living among matters of matter and be quarreling over non-essentials? Why should I be listening to people pumping into my head the things that will not benefit me to eternity and build a future? Because I can go to bed and just lie down and say, Father, I thank you for tonight. And then the Lord will say, well, well done, but never whisper to you. And the night will never be come to an end. You will just lay down on your bed and it's gone. We have not just seen it with the old, we've seen it with the mid-age, we've seen it with the children. I wish that this thing happens to only the older people. But it shows to us that it happens to everyone. Mother working with her child and suddenly the child slumps with no sign of illness and is gone. We learn from scriptures. Whatever opportunity you have, friend, use it well. Use it. The Bible says, Jesus said in Luke chapter 16 and verse 12, he said, and if ye have not been faithful in that which is another man's own, who shall give you that which is your own? I see a lot of carelessness with many people. And then they see, you see them running life, and life is never answering. Because they are misusing the opportunity God has given them. Jesus said, if you do not know how to take care of what belongs to another man, how can God give you your own? I wouldn't mention name. My transport director sent me some pictures, for instance, of a car doing very well. I spent money to repair that car. The same transport officer was the one who I gave this money for them to put and repair that car. And I was told this brother was not using this car. So I said they should move the car to the ministry car to this officer in the ministry so they can use it for the school. And I saw the car totally rigged, stripped, unmovable. The car moved. But when I was receiving the car back, the car had to be tall. And I look at that in the picture, and the word that came to me is this verse. How can God give you your own? Through riches. Now this is supposed to be a believer that should make the car better, but the car became worse. I've told you my story. I went to the garage to buy a car many years ago called Laurel. I bought it as scrap. There was no one ladder on that car. There was no one seat on that car. There was no one tire on that car. There was no one engine in the car. I went to the garage and bought a scrap empty body. And I bought the tires, I bought the body, I filled the design and did the body, but a beating, and it became an envious car. I was using this car to travel around this country for ministration. Scrap became a car that was envied by men. Why would God not commit more to me? I lived in a house that I was a tenant. That house, I was a tenant. I maintained that house as the landlord. That when my landlord wanted to sell the house and I didn't have money to buy, my landlord had to give me the papers of the house and said, anytime you have money. My landlord was coming to my house, an army officer, to eat in my house. As a tenant, I was following my landlord to Port Harcourt to pay the rent of my house. Why will God not give me my own? Many of us, we misuse the opportunity that God gives to us, and we're careless about how we handle resources, time. And then we say, why? Things not working? This is not the words of Israel, but this is the words of the commander-in-chief. And if ye have not been faithful in that which is another man's, who shall give you that which is your own? I run people's businesses. I stay faithful in developing and building that business. Why will God not give me mine? In closing, friends, God remains faithful. Anything that happens to your life, you will be held responsible for yourself. How your family goes, the prosperity, the peace, the progress in your family is going to be determined by you. Do what you must do. While you're strong, life is in seasons. There is 6 a.m. of life, and there is the noon of life, and there is the midnight of life. And listen to the words of Jesus. I must walk the work of Him that sent me. While it is day, the night cometh when no man shall work. I can ask many of us here, including myself, that there were things that we find it very easy to do when we were in our 20s or 30s. And there are things that no matter how much they beg you to do, you struggle to do it. Because you are coming to your midnight. There are things you can remember easily. But at a particular stage of life, sometimes even the name of your children, you will call this and said, Nisi, Deborah. Because time is speaking. You see the way I am now? There was a time, no matter how many days I fast, I can go on dry, back to back. And still do what I need to do. Yes, there was a time. But now I cannot try that one. I cannot. If I try it, I'm finished. My body is telling me that time is over. There was a time I would drink lemon. Lemusami. I used to have one jerry can. Lemusami. I would be fasting, dry fast. Lemusami. And no heartburn. No ulcer. Move everywhere. Cast the devils out. Kick them out. Bulldoze territories. Come back still strong on Lemusami. But now, even 3 spoons of Lemusami will tell me time has changed. Because if I drink 3 spoons of Lemusami, the heart will burn. Seasons. Seasons. No matter what you do, that time is gone. If you don't utilize it well. That's why sometimes around my family, you see me being, it's like I'm in a hurry. Too much hurry. Too much hurry. Get this done. Get this done. Because I know what it is. What you don't do when you're supposed to do. Even when God supplies you mercy, it's going to be a struggle. Because everything works with time. There is what you call flower age. There is no woman that is in this place, no matter how she looks, during her flower age, she attracts. But when you pass the season, you will have everything in this world and be the most beautiful. Sometimes it may take 5 years for people to say hi. Because everything works with season. There is a dry season. There is a rainy season. There is a drought season. Be wise. Stand on your feet. Lift your two hands to God. Raise your two hands. Every eye is closed. Raise your two hands. Every eye is closed. If you are a joker, continue to joke. I will follow the Holy Spirit in the book of Revelation. He that has ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. If you want to keep sinning, keep doing it. If you want to keep living careless life, do it. It's your choice. But as for me and my family, we have chose to live purposefully. Lift up your two hands. In the next 2 minutes, I want you to first of all say, Lord Jesus, I apologize for the misuse of my time in serving you. Oh Lord, I am very sorry for my carelessness. I come before you. Have mercy on me. In the name of Jesus, forgive me, oh God, of my compromises. Wash me by your blood. Place your two hands on your head. I'm going to ask you for 1 minute before the presence of the Most High God. Ask him to cleanse you. Ask him to sanctify you. Jacob said to his family, lay aside that idol so that the Lord will show us mercy. God wants to do something in your life. Ask the Lord to wash you. Cleanse me. Father, I have wasted time. I've wasted it on films. I've wasted it on telephones. I have wasted it, oh God, in doing things that don't add to my growth. That don't add to my growth, to my life on earth. Lord, I plead for your mercy. Have mercy on me, O God. Wash me by the blood of the Lamb. My God and my Father, my ears have heard. You have spoken to my conscience. Lord, I bring repentance before you. I am the one that you have been speaking to. I repent of my foolishness. I repent of my foolishness, Lord. I've always been justifying myself because I am a virgin. But Lord God, I found myself to be a foolish virgin. Foolish virgin. Please have mercy on me. Oh Lord, purify. I give us one more extra minute. This is a serious matter of destiny. The devil is not the greatest enemy. Time wasters are the enemies of destiny. And David served God's will for his generation, and he was no more. Esther said, if I perish, I perish. But I don't want to leave a foolish woman. I want to live for God's glory. My meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish it. I don't want to leave behind assignments undone. Tomorrow is not mine. I don't need to worry about tomorrow. Today is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. I give you 2 more minutes. Pray out yourself to the Almighty God. Help me, Jesus. 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 Help me to wake up from my slumber. Help me to wake up from my sleep. Hey! Help me. Libre que doko boko shoko boko yando roboko shaya. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end is destruction. Lord, help me. Help me to make the right choices. Help me to be organized. Help me to arrange my life properly. Hey, shaka baka le bokosha. Help me to serve well. Help me to worship in spirit and in truth. Help me to win souls when I need to win souls. Shandole makoreka lokarama londele marosha yao. Oh Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord. I deliver myself from time waste. Deliver my life from time waste. Shakala maroko behe shebarando. Shinele, shinele makorabarasha. Spirit of God, help me. Yes, Sharado, 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 Sharado.
Ekele maros, ikele marade, ikese le adonilo, ikese la merado. If nobody else will live a purposeful life, I will live. If nobody else will win souls, I will go about winning souls. If nobody else will stand in the place of doing your will, I will do your will while I'm here. I will be accountable with every resources. I will be faithful and allegiant. I will be loyal to your divine order. Oh, Ikele mara shote rebakon, jike pakala batoshaya. Oh, Rabba mama mama, Ile, Ikana la maheshata. Shana la makuraka bakaraka shekele baro 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 baro. Shande le baro kabara bara 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 bara. Oh Jesus. Oh Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Stretch your hand towards me wherever you are tonight. Tonight, as you stretch your hands towards this holy altar, thank you, my mistress. I decree over everybody here, whatever mistakes you have made in the past, I plead that the Lord will show you mercy. I pray that the remaining years and days and months in your life, I pray for supernatural intervention. Anything that represents a time waster in your life, I command it to be flushed out of your life. In the name that is above every name, everything that you must accomplish in time and in season, whatever you must make done and get done when it is 1 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 2, 2, 3, 3, 4, 4, I decree and declare a total restoration of order in your life. I come against the structure of the enemy. I come against the structure of deception. I come against the structure of deception. I command the devil, get out in the name of Jesus. Receive fresh grace. Fresh grace to function. Fresh grace to run. Fresh grace to overtake. Fresh grace to recover all. I speak healing into your life. I speak stability into your life. I speak stability into your family. I speak stability into your finances. I speak stability to your future.
I decree and declare. Mention your name because the spirits will take it. Call your name. I decree and declare that from now your name will enter the book of accomplishers. Your name will enter the book of workers. Your name will enter the book of finishers. I separate your spirit, your soul, from everyone that is the waster. I connect that with your family. And I command deliverance to take place in the name of Jesus. I bind that demon assigned to molest and afflict your family. I break their hold and their grip. Break their powers and their control. I come against every familiar spirit. They know that you are the destiny changer. So they are doing everything to make sure you keep wasting. Today I command that yoke broken. 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 I release the spirit of God in you to make you restless, to make you aggressive in the spirit until you get the mission done. I release the spirit of intelligence. I release the grace of wisdom. In the name of Jesus. Every one of you whose hands are raised both up and down, I decree and declare, you will recover the years of your losses. The years that the canker worms and the palmer worms, the days that all the demons have eaten, I command them to vomit those years. My God will settle you. My God will settle you. My God will settle you. I release into your life the spirit of brokenness. That from now, I wake up the real you in you. Come alive in the name of Jesus. Come alive in the name of Jesus. You will pay the price. You will fight the good fight. And I pray right now, this is what Daddy said to me. Any one of you whose spiritual life is dry, you are struggling with your spirituality, things are becoming sore on your tongue, I command a restoration of your spirituality. Receive fresh life. Receive fresh life. Now let the heavens open over you. Let the dew of the earth begin to respond to you. I speak to your dwelling place wherever you live. From now, whatever has been planted in that place that is there to waste your life, I command that altar to be broken into pieces. I command your soul to return back to your original self. I command your spirit to return back to its original self. The God who gave Sarah laughter, the God of heaven will give you laughter. Receive your healing right now. 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 Thank you, precious Father. Thank you for the miracle that you have wrought in our lives.
I'm going to give you 1 minute. Lift up your voice louder than anyone and praise God. Say thank you to Him. For the Lord speaking to you, speaking to every one of us. Give thanks to the Lord.